was a success.
Now, who could see you taking, anybody taking anything out?
They never see it. That's like when my garage burned. Who burned that? I was there alone in the house and hadn't been in the garage for about 3 months. Garage was completely destroyed. It was burned from the inside, and it wasn't discovered until it started coming out the doorway. Two little kids going by the house came running up and rang the doorbell, and I said, "What do you want?" They kept saying, "Your house, garage is on fire, garage is on fire," and I thought they were trying to be smart, you know. I said, "Thanks." And just about that time, all my lights in the house went out. See if we had electric lights out there. And I went through the dining room, and my kitchen was just all lit up. And I looked out, and here was the flames just all shooting out of the garage. And the entire was burned completely. And everything was in it was destroyed. And nobody had been in that, except I was the last one, and that was about three months before.
It probably was set.
Well, somebody had been in there and somehow got careless and probably threw a cigarette around or something. Nobody there to put it out. There was a table, and Jack had a high-density lamp on it. And I said to Carol, I said, "Is that high-density lamp?" And it's a strange part of it. I was thinking about that, but I'd bring it in to the house and put it on my table that it would help me read. And I said to her, "It's a high-density lamp there." She said, "What are you talking about, Mother?" She says, "The table's not even there." That was on the table. And she had stored a bed and an inner spring mattress and a mattress. The children's bicycles were all in there. She had her own junior chair in there. And that was, of course, that all went because the rest of it went.
Alice,
what?
You remember any special books that you like to read?
Well, we lived in Aberdeen, South Dakota that time when they had a good library there. And of course I'd go over and get books and read them regularly. But now to remember what they all were, good many years ago, you know.
Did you read books when you were a child?
Yes.
Did you read the cloth-covered books? Now, Agnes was talking about books that were printed on linen.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember those?
Yes, we had those. Uh-huh. I did, for a kid, I did a lot of reading.
Did you like animal stories? Or these little girl stories that they were talking about?
The little girl stories.
Betsy, Tacy, and Tib.
Yeah, all of those is what I liked.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts about, how about magazines? Did you get magazines at home in those days? Wait for those magazines to come? And
I can't remember ever having magazines.
Mama used to buy children's magazines. There were little children's magazines that Mama used to buy them for us. But I don't remember what the names were.
How about when you were older and bought your own magazines? Did you have a lot of magazines come to the house?
Farmer. Well, McCall was my favorite.
McCall's?
Mm-hmm. I used to have one that was called the Farmer's.
Farmer?
Farmer's
Wife?
Farmer Paper.
Farmer Paper?
You know.
That's when you were on the farm?
There used to be another good one. I don't know what it's around now. The Delineator.
Delineator?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
That was about like McCall's, only it didn't have patterns.
McCall's had patterns that you could use?
Yeah.
Do you remember magazines, Alice?
Yes. It says we spoke of a few minutes ago.
McCall's?
Yeah, McCall's.
Uh-huh. Good Housekeeping?
Yeah, those things, yes. That's a weasel.
Uh-huh.
Ladies' Home Journal is another one.
We had a good library in our town, where we lived.
Did you get some magazines coming to your house?
No, at the library.
The library?
Go to the library.
Saturday Evening Post was...
Saturday Evening Post was a good magazine.
Oh, that's what my husband would read. Saturday Evening Post, he wouldn't miss that. Charlie sure liked that.
It came every week?
Yes.
Collier's, remember Collier's?
Yes. Saturday Evening Post, what Charlie liked. I read some of them, some of them I didn't.
How about you, Frida?
Oh, I can't. Oh, I met the folks I have.
Did you get magazines?
Oh, yeah. Used to get a little book like that every month. They had everything in there that you could crochet.
Work baskets. That's a needlecraft.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Was it needlecraft?
It was something like that.
I had that too. I had recipes and fancy work.
That was a nice little magazine. You always have everything.
And you could do your crocheting.
Yeah.
Give directions for them.
But that's what they call it.
They raise the price on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they do with everything, don't they?
Now, when I was on the farm, we got the farmer's wife, and then the farmer, and successful farming.
Successful farming.
Mm-hmm. You know, she had such good recipes.
Oh, yeah, that farmer's wife and then the farmer magazine. Had good recipes, and then it had, you could send away for patterns, you know, just stamped on different things.
Oh, yeah.
Even had dresses and patterns. And
yeah, of course, that's why I got grit now. That's got patterns and fancy work.
Grit?
And recipes.
Mm-hmm. Apron patterns they had in there.
Oh, they had some.
Crochet patterns.
Of course, it's got continued stories in there. Well, then I don't read them. I read the short ones. Not the continued ones. But I have the Ladies Home Journal, which my daughter-in-law, when she's through with it, she brings it to me. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
I used to embroider on the dish towel. Did you do that?
Oh, I did a lot of that.
Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, sure. Yep.
I always something in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you afraid to use them then because they were so pretty?
No, I used them.
Yeah.
I gave a lot of them away.
I ordered seven dish towels for my granddaughter over in Rochester because she liked to wipe her good silverware and her good glassware with it. So I gave them to her, and then I said, have you been using them, Sharon? No, Grandma. She said, they're so pretty, I put them in my cedar chest.
Yeah. They were almost too pretty to use.
Mm-hmm.
I had the whole corner all important.
I bet they were pretty too because you're so good at it, Frida.
And it was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I put my monogram on my dish towel, if you can imagine that.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had all my initials on my dish towel. I didn't embroider a pattern, but I have the initials on it.
I imagine my granddaughter still got them in the cedar chest.
I had one pair of dish towels. Daughter-in-law's mother gave me. It's got applique, a rooster, and a hen, the little baby chicks.
There was a great splurge of applique there for a while. Everything you got was applique. Yeah.
When was that? About?
Oh, that was in the 30s, I think it started.
But mine isn't that long because she gave me, of course, she gave her daughter Eleanor, my daughter-in-law, she gave her, and she gave her granddaughter. Then she had two for me. And I had kept them just for when I had parties. So my daughter-in-law, of course, it was her mother that made, she trained them. She says, I want them. So that's where they went.
My mother, she made a set of dish towels, and there was applique, and there were the sunbonnet girls.
I made them two little scuffs. Then I made the sunbonnet baby too.
Sunbonnet boys? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were quite a popular pattern at one time.
Shower cakes.
The nerves in my foot are jumping, so don't pay any attention to me.
Pillowcases. Always set up each in corner and everything. I made a lot of them.
Yeah, that one of my dish towels had a little girl by the garden, and we had a garden
date.
Yeah, no, Mary, Mary, how is your garden growing? You know.
Come in. Hi.
Sylvia, you're here.
We're here.
I can go.
Sure. Come in.
And I said, about a dozen candy bars. That was always our joke between us.
Does anybody have anything more to say about books or magazines that you like?
We had a library in our town, pretty good size. We could go and get any kind of book you want to the library for a certain length of time. That's what we did.
How often did you go, Alice?
About a year. 10 days, something like that. I read quite a bit. Across town's quite a ways. I took quite a few at a time, you know.
That's the way I do, too.
Well, I know the men folks, they liked the farmer and the successful farmer, because there was different things in there about farming.
So they used them.
Yeah, different opinions of other farmers was in there.
Did you ever write into a magazine? Did you ever send a letter to the editor, or a recipe, or a story, or a poem, or something like that? Gladys, did you? With your writing? What a waste.
The trouble with my reading was I had a younger sister. My galley, you know, when I wanted, she'd have it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to cut the recipes out there because I thought it was good.
Uh-huh. What'd you do with all those recipes you cut out of magazines?
I don't know. I kept them. I don't know what the girls did.
Oh, gosh. Then you wonder, where am I going to put this, but I can't throw it away.
Well, that's just the way I felt. It sounded good. Sometimes I tried them, and sometimes I didn't.
Yeah, right. You think, I'll just bake all these recipes this week.
And someday I'm going to make that, what we cut out.
Uh-huh.
I never got to it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I do. I would sample them, and if I liked them, I'd write them on my recipe cards. And if I didn't, then I'd throw them, after I made it, if I didn't like it, I'd throw them away so I wouldn't be bothered with them again.
Oh, gosh, that was smart. Instead of all those ragged pieces of paper around.
If I didn't like it, I'd get rid of it.
I had a lot of them. I'd put them in the paper, a lot of them they had. I had a lot of recipes in the journal that went out that they had.
Oh, yeah. You mean the
recipe.
The little
the
supplement?
Journal, yeah.
Little recipe book that the Waseca County.
I don't know, they're out there.
I've got one of them, I'll betcha.
I had a lot of them, but there's some of them that you know.
Hmm.
My daughter-in-law just got them, as far as I know.
I can't remember them because they're old, but I had cards.
Did your club?
The only one I can kind of remember was the frosting I made. They called it 7-minute frosting. And that's about the only one.
Is that the kind you have to stand there and beat for 7 minutes till your arms fall off or whichever comes first?
So I don't
know. Oh.
Yeah, I had one recipe book that I really enjoyed, and that was from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. The ladies ate from the Methodist Church put them out.
Oh.
And there's all those old-fashioned recipes. We used to try a lot of those because we liked them.
Good home cooking.
Yeah.
I had a recipe box. It was wooden, and it had a cover. It looked like a little cedar chest. And I put my recipes in there. My granddaughter, Mo Tana's, got it, and she told me, that, Grandma, if I don't know just what to make, I'll go through there. Then she says, I find something.
Oh, that's nice. Did you ever try to, did your club or church group or your kids ever try to sell magazines or books? You know, the band now sells magazine subscriptions.
We never did that. Which we enjoyed. There were all kinds of good points in there.
Yeah, that's a good magazine.
I never had any dealings with the magazine, but I went into a sales lady one time when I was here years ago, and I got into kind of a mess on that, so I gave up my sales leadership. I had a cousin he was a professor here, the Pickett's, an old Victor Pickett.
Victor Pickett?
Yeah, and he was my cousin, and he helped me out of it.
Well, what did you do? What did you
say? What were you going to sell?
Well,
I don't know. There was somebody around wanted a sales lady to sell, you know.
Sell what?
Well, I had shears. I got, Jean has shears yet. And I had a kind of a rig that you put over your flat iron.
Oh.
When it got old, tool iron. I had a little box of mandits, and they would, if you got a hole in something, you could mend a little hole up.
Called mandits?
It mend a hole, and you could go on with the old basin or something. And several little things I had that was with it. But when I got the order, I went all over this town. I didn't have a car, but I went all over. And he said, well, you better, after I got into that, when you see, I had to pay. They wanted me to pay for the express charges on those things that I got. There weren't too many, but it come up pretty high. And, of course, I didn't have the money to pay it. And so I went to that cousin. He was a professor here. And I asked him, told him about it, and he kind of got me out of it, the deal, and that finished my salesman. They were pretty good with things, but you see, when it come to the shipment of it, it was too high. I didn't even have a job. Well, he said it should have been college. I should have been in the college instead of high school. And I couldn't on account of my troubles. I didn't finish the high school. But that finished my...
So you were no longer a sales lady.
I no longer were a sales lady. I have no time for that now.
Well, sometimes you don't know what you're getting into. They promise you big things, and they don't tell you the whole story, it sounds like.
But, I don't know.
Did I ever tell you about my faith making? I was no good at making faith.
Braids? Bread. Wait. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And you put it in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story. Yeah. Love it.
What was that? I didn't get that.
Tell her, Frida. She maybe doesn't remember what you said.
When you buried your bread.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Put it down on the ground.
Oh, great.
Put some dirt over.
It wasn't raising fast enough, she thought. Yeah. So she was going to hide it from her husband so he wouldn't find out about it.
Oh.
Then I come back. The sun had shined on her dirt, you know. And I raised the door up about that high. So I got busy getting some more dirt on.
Oh, gosh.
I always had a time begging faith, because I never did it in an old country, you know. I had to learn the hard way.
It sounds like it. Oh, dear. Any other experiences with books or magazines or?
Well, at one time I had, they came around and they wanted to get through college, buy so many magazines. Come to find out that was just a fraud. They weren't getting to go to college at all.
Hmm. See, that makes you distrust everybody then, doesn't it?
Well, I can remember at that time those youngsters, they said they were going to college. The people had recruited these kids to sell these magazines. Then after they did, the commissions that they were supposed to give, they didn't give them. And that they brought a suit against that company. I can remember one time. There's quite a hassle over that. That they were duping these kids and getting them to get subscriptions. And they weren't paying the kids what they had promised them. And they canvassed the town.
Hmm. It's too bad for everybody.
That kind of ended that kind of magazine proposition.
But they give you a good story when they come around and ask for money.
We had one night a youngster came to our place, and when I opened the door, he just barged right in. And it was just at dinner time, and I kept saying, no, I don't want the magazine. And he said, well, I just think if you'd buy it from me, because I'm an Eskimo. And he said, I'll bet you've never had an Eskimo sell you a magazine. I said, I don't give a darn what you are. I said, I don't want the magazine. And he would not move. And I said, excuse me just a minute. I went out in the kitchen and I told Jack about it. He came in and I tell you, that kid went out the front door. Mm. But he kept saying that he was an Eskimo and I should think.
Sure.
You know,
figured if you,
yeah,
if
quite
he was,
honor,
he was an Eskimo, that you feel sorry for him. And
But I'd never bought a magazine from an Eskimo before. I told him I didn't care if he was an Eskimo.
Well, I bet he wasn't an Eskimo.
I bet he wasn't either.
Probably came from Minneapolis or someplace.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I couldn't read them. I didn't do too much.
Any other thoughts about magazines or books?
My daughter-in-law, when she's through here, I think she said.
She recycles them to you?
She's got down now, so she only brings me the journal.
Yeah, I don't take very many magazines anymore either.
Golly, when I lived in town in the house, I don't know, I took six or seven magazines that came.
came in buy so many for so much a month. Why did I have magazines?
Then what do you do with them?
Well, I don't know what I did to them.
You know, you accumulate all these newspapers. Yeah. Well, we recycle ours now, but...
Well, I suppose I gave them to my children or something. It was Ladies' Home Journal, and it was the Life that was Post, and...
It's a lot of reading, Rita.
I read the Red Book, and I don't know what all it was.
You couldn't one magazine read all
for,
of them.
And one magazine was for farmers. I forgot the name of that. I got that from my husband.
Yeah. Oh, we are done. We're done. It's time.